Today, let's talk about nagging pains in the gym. All of us have it. We're aging. We know we got to put up with a little bit of wear and tear, but hopefully during our recovery, all those little nagging pains go away. But every now and then, one starts lingering and it starts becoming weeks, months, years. And then you start beating yourself up that you didn't get it looked at or do something about it. So I want to talk about just a few of the ones I've had over the last couple of years, what I did about it. Some I feel like you can fix yourself and just do a little bit of biohacking. The rest, it'd be nice to have all the money in the world and have a physical therapist on standby that can just assess you whenever you want and not have to go through your health insurance or pay a huge amount of cash. So if this sounds like something you'd be interested in, stay tuned. How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help you, being over 40, to fight the aging process without giving up your social life. I've been a personal trainer and gym owner for over 14 years, and I specialize in helping the over 40 crowd get to their goals. If you need a little bit of guidance, check out my show notes. I have a link to schedule a free 15-minute Zoom call, and you can ask all the questions you want. But enough of that. Let's get on with the episode. So one of the nagging pains I've talked about on my show was something that happened to me recently about a year ago, and I was feeling an ache in the back top head of my tricep on my right arm, and it didn't hurt that much, and I could push through the pain, and it always recovered beautifully until I started working out again. And it's just one of those led on past 6 months. I started researching a little bit, couldn't figure it out. I tried to figure out what was causing it by recreating the exercises I thought would be the worst, and nothing ever felt like it was the contributor to that injury. So lo and behold, I went to a physical therapist and it ended up being a subscapular issue, which is right in your rotator. There's several different muscles that make up your rotator cuff, and the subscapular one is a very hidden one that the physical therapist had to actually go through under my armpit over my rib cage to even push on it. And sure enough, searing pain. He knew what he was doing. And so what happened to the issue with that is when I was doing more of bench pressing, I was always taught to grip really strong and act like you're bending the bar a little bit to activate your lats and just get the best bang for your buck on recruiting all the different muscle fibers to help you with that push. And even though I've adopted a new philosophy of time under tension, I'm only using half of the weight, going real slow, there's still all that tension of me trying to bend the bar. And I guess my rotator cuffs weren't, over time, just weren't strong enough to handle what I was doing to it. Easy fix for that. Basically, my physical therapist gave me an exercise called the long lever stretch. You're lying on your back on a bench, using really lightweight, straight arms, and just doing a pullover with one arm, getting a deep stretch, and then a couple different rotator exercises. After about a month, went away, never saw it again. Another issue I had, I believe it was my left rear deltoid, and just the back of the shoulder. And this one was a very minor annoyance. I think I went a year and a half before actually doing something about it. And I pretty much honed in on the exercise that was causing all the problems, was doing pull-ups. So I stopped doing real pull-ups and started doing more lat pull machines where I could adjust the weight. And it was way less. All the different stretches for my shoulder, tricep, bicep, lat, they weren't working. Finally went to the physical therapist that was actually in our gym at the time and really quickly told me I had a upper lat sprain. Your latissimus dorsi attaches way high up close to that rear delt above the tricep and had me lay on an exercise ball, one of those big 55 centimeter balls, hunched over on my stomach and was just rocking back and forth. And then he had me do this weird like cobra stretch as I brought the ball back. I'm on my knees and I'm kind of bouncing forward to my hands, pushing off my hands, coming back to my feet, just like a kid would do on a ball. But then when I came back on the ball, he would have me really push with my arms, hunch my back up to get a stretch like a cobra stretch, and then keep repeating that. And what happened was I just had a sprain, not a tear. I've had a sprain for a long time in that lat, and that exercise was able to stretch that attachment point. Within 2 days, a year and a half of struggle, gone. So, yeah, I wanted to start with those two injuries because sometimes you can get rid of these yourself, but sometimes you need to get the pros to intervene. And at those two moments in my time, I had enough. And thank God I went to therapists, took care of those. So let's do some more recent ones that I discovered for myself. One was a little neck issue that was starting up in my upper trap, was giving me a little bit of tightness and kind of some difficulty turning my head left to right, mostly right. And I've had this before. Everyone's had neck issues or maybe tweaked themselves in the shower while washing their hair or something, and it always seems to go away. And I have a chiropractor as well that I've been going to. So that was one of our things that we were working on. And sure enough, this thing just wouldn't go away after like 3 months. So I became a little bit more aware while I was doing my workouts. Something I'm doing is pissing this off. And by that time, at the end of 3 months, the trap had gone up to the side of my neck, right into the attachment at the base of my skull, and was really just bugging me. And so one day I was lying in bed just thinking, you know, what exercise is doing this? And I had just done another round of upper body day and was just thinking of all the exercises I was doing. My gym now has a lat pull down machine where it's only moves on a one track. You decide where you sit, but pretty much when you pull this thing down, you go with it. You don't decide where it lands. And as I was doing that, I noticed because of my height and where I'm putting the seat, and maybe I'm backing off too much off the machine, as I'm pulling this lat pull down machine, it ends up with my hands 6 to 8 inches away from my chest. Well, there's bodybuilders that teach you how to do that anyways, if you want to recruit more muscle fibers in the lat by pulling it down that way. But what happens too is your upper traps and neck start getting in the way. And if you're a taller person, that ends up not working very well for you because you end up really hunched over and there's too much strain on your neck. So easy fix for that. I pretty much cut that exercise out within a week. Never had that nagging pain ever again at the gym. Let's move on to the next one. I've had all the lower back problems in the world, which my audience has heard me talk about a million times from, you know, previous work-related injury. But I pride myself on not being an old, over 40-year-old with knee problems. I do my stretches. I don't run anymore. I walk or do my rebounder. And lo and behold, my knees were starting to bug me on squat days. And it was a very slow progression. But it got to the point where like, oh my God, you have like 90-year-old knees now. This is a problem. Like I needed a warm up before my warm up before I started getting into some heavier leg lifts. And so boom, back on alert status. What is doing this? One was doing a lot of calf workouts and they're always tight and I'm not stretching. So I started stretching my calves real good. And okay, that started feeling better. Started researching different exercises. And one that was working was leaning up against a wall with your feet in front of you by 12 inches. Straight legged and then raising your toes up, working those shin muscles. And I started feeling a little bit of alleviation from that. Then one day when I'm doing my HIIT workout on my rebounder with my weight vest on, with some weights in my hand and sprinting, I started feeling a little tingling in there while I was doing my sprints. And then I noticed, as you would in real life, sprinting on the ground, you're basically on the balls of your feet. But when you're rebounding and sprinting in place, you really don't need to do that. As I'm on the balls of my feet, I'm feeling a little tension in there. And so I decided, okay, let's stop doing that. Let's go flat footed. Oh my God, it felt so good. Immediate relief. And so I'm wondering if this rebounder, which is supposed to take all this stress off your back, which it does, but now the way I'm doing it is now pissing off my knees. So about a week later of doing only flat footed in place sprints on my rebounder, all knee pain gone. Just back to where I was. So that tells you, just start being more mindful. We're getting older. You cannot have these injuries getting chronic and causing you problems in the long run. It's so hard to get rid of this stuff later in life. Just get rid of it now. I finally finished with my lower back, and I've done many episodes on this, like I mentioned, but just a quick recap, you know, going through my back surgeries, struggling rehab to get this all back. And 5 years later that I'm talking to you now that I've been feeling great for a year and a half. And you just got to keep trying different exercises, keep trying different therapists, because I finally found a couple exercises from a company I found on TikTok, a physical therapy company in Florida called ATG Physical Therapy, with a totally different viewpoint on, you know, how the body should be bending and knee flexion, ankle flexion, back flexion. And there was this kid that had just graduated their program. He literally had all the same problems, same sob story of how he blew out his L5-S1, herniated his disc. All the same things that I had, all the same rehabs that I did, and finally found this therapy center in Florida that did all this weird stuff. And it ended up being a couple different exercises, but the best one for me, and it felt good while I did it, was called Jefferson curls, which in the, you know, in the personal training world is a no-no. You're doing a toe touch basically, and you end up using heavier weights while you're doing the toe touch instead of a perfectly flat back deadlift. And sure enough, started strengthening my mid back and upper back instead of having my lower back take the brunt of this force this whole time I've been doing leg workouts. And it's been the best relief I've ever had on my L5-S1 area. So moral of the story is, you can handle like a week of nagging pain. Sometimes things just go away. After a month, you need to start researching if you have the money and you have the availability to see a physical therapist. That's just quicker and easier. But I've found so many different things on my own, just biohacking my own body, doing my own research safely, and finding things that just make you feel good. It's already hard enough being over 40 and keeping this weight off and keeping up a decent amount of lean muscle. Don't let this pull you down. So I think I'll end with that. As always, in my show notes, I have a free 15-minute Zoom consultation. If you click the link and sign up, always glad to help people and point them in the right direction. I'll check you out on the next one. If you'd like a little bit of help checking out your diet and your current routine, I'd be happy to help. I always do a free 15-minute Zoom consultation for anyone, no strings attached, just to see if I can help point you in the right direction. So if you're interested, check out the show notes. The link is at the top. Hey, everyone. I would just like to thank each and every one of you for supporting my show. My numbers over the years have just been growing and growing on this podcast. One thing that could really help me and something you could do as a listener would be go on to iTunes and leave me a 5-star review. Any other podcast service like Spotify and Podchaser is also great, but iTunes is really where the magic happens for us being podcasters. Thanks again, and I'll catch you on the next episode.